Hello to all the solopreneurs, startup and small business owners. Cheers to you. Those with the courage to set out with an idea and bring it into reality. Maybe very quickly you realize that running a business takes all kinds of skills. Many you have, but maybe some you don't. The Good for Business show is designed to help your business grow by having fun but valuable conversations with the best industry leaders across sales, marketing, content creation, and mindset. So let's get into this week's conversation with your host, Michelle J. Raymond. Welcome to the Good for Business show. I'm Michelle J. Raymond of Good Trading Co. And joined with me today is Kirsten Gunness from Business in Heels. And I'm very excited because I get to be the hostess with the mostess and you're my guest. It's normally the other way around. So thanks for joining me. So for those people that don't know you, tell me a bit about who is Kirsten and who is Business in Heels.
So who's Kirsten Gunness? And thank you so much, Michelle, for having me. Very exciting. I'm not the host today.
I know, we never listen. Exactly. We never get to listen to you. You're always like the hostess with the mostess. So, you tell us who you are and then I'm going to tell people who you are for me.
Cool. I come from a corporate background. I am a operations manager. I quite often say to people when they say, what do I do? And I go, I'm a specialist generalist. I specialize in general, a bit of jack of all trades. And I actually like that. I've worked out at this point in my career, that's what I'm good at. And so I'm sticking with it. But what I do recognize is where my knowledge actually ends. And then what I do is I transition out to specialist. So the other part of what I really love doing in my career is building a global network of subject matter experts. And I'm pretty good at going, hey, this is where I stop. And then, hey, let's bring in another person who actually specializes in something and it's their superpower. And then I transition to them. So that's what I do. Business in Heels. Now, Business in Heels is a global organization and we are all about creating an unlimited future for women, whether you are running your own business, whether you're in a corporate profession, perhaps you're moving into perhaps board roles, or maybe you've got a bit of everything, because we see a lot of that. Funnily, the organization has been around for 7 years and we have a growing community on a daily basis of greater than 160,000 women. But we've also got some amazing men who also support and help to empower these women as well. So that's Business in Heels and that's me, Michelle.
I'm going to tell people what Business in Heels is for me, because that's the corporate speak, but I want people to know exactly the impact that it's had on my business over the last 12 months. And just before we started this chat, I told you that my business wouldn't be here without Business in Heels. And I genuinely mean that. And you can go away and tell Lisa, I've told her a million times myself. So Business in Heels came to me by accident. So I was on LinkedIn. I received an event invitation to come to the virtual coffee connections. And it was at a time last year when we were in lockdown. It was just past winter. I really was struggling working by myself. I love being in teams. I'd just come from business where I had 30 people report to me. And I love the action of being in a team. I decided when I'd set up my business, wanted to work for myself. Tick, great. Lots of pros in that column. The con was, how am I going to survive working by myself? That was a huge con. So I got invited to the virtual coffee connections for Business in Heels through someone in the UK. Now I thought it was based in the UK, turn up at this, you know, online Zoom thing. And then I realized everybody was from Australia. And I was like, what's going on here? And then it was just so much fun with the way you run them with the icebreaker questions. So I got to know it. And it was at that moment that I realized this is what I was looking for. Community of people that were in the same position as me, that we could all learn from each other. I've made friends. I've made collaborative partners. I have had mentoring, like that is worth $1 million to me personally and professionally. Like there's just been so much good out of it. Tell everyone, it's basically you can come and join and try out Business in Heels. This isn't one of those pressure, bring your business, we're all there's no ties to anything like that. I've tried some of those other ones. It's not for me. So I love what you've created. So I just want to encourage anybody that is, you know, joining us today. If you are a solopreneur or a woman that's running a small business, please come and join us. I guarantee you that you will get a 1,000 times out of it what you put into it, and you'll just have some fun, right?
Absolutely. So, and I try very hard when I facilitate those virtual coffee connections. There is a method to my madness. Most people don't enjoy networking. It may not be their key skill, but building relationships and building trust and quickly is very important for anybody's business. So we really design a lot of those questions to break those barriers very quickly. You get to learn a lot about others. We move you around. We want you to walk away for 1 hour because we know your time is worth money. So for 1 hour of your time investment, we want you to walk away with a whole new amount of connections. They may not work for you immediately, but as you build that relationship with those people, you then get introduced into their communities. And that's where the benefit of that 1 hour invested ramps itself up so quickly.
Oh, and confession time. When I first came, and there was, as you said, there's women from all walks of life, all types of businesses. And I came in and I was like, why do I need this? There's so many people that are health coaches or running businesses. I was like, they're not going to be my clients on LinkedIn. And the hilarious part was I ended up trading services with Marsha. Shout out to you. Trading services, because I realized, actually, I've been ignoring this part of my life and it's no coincidence that you happen to be there. So for me, it's really been, actually, there's been some huge supporters. There's people that we've just been able to have a chat. You know, I think you can't underestimate that ability to just have a chat with someone around, how are you? Like, it's such an important question right now, wouldn't you say?
I think the other thing, Michelle, that's really important that we need to consider is that we're very good at building relationships as women. We listen. We want to talk to other women. We're interested in them. And I'm not saying men aren't. We just do it a little bit of a different way. But I think the one thing that we do sometimes forget is that as we meet new people and we bring them into our own sphere of our own community, who within your community might perhaps require the services of that other person that you've just met. Maybe that person might require the services of somebody else. And so you deepen the trust because you suddenly have more community that you can refer back and forth. And then obviously that's great referral marketing. And it just makes those ties, they solidify and they deepen. And the benefits are just so significant as you build up your communities. And as a solopreneur, it is when you don't always have a team, but these become your team because they become the other experts. So, you know, that whole conversation of, I know where my education stops and my experiences stop. That's, I've built my other community because I know that I know what I know. These people know things that I don't know. And it's all about bringing that whole community together. And you create a team then.
Yeah, and I've literally now got my little posse of Business in Heels, the people that I particularly clicked with. And we've now got this little group where it's good to just get together. And I've had, some of them have been guests on my show. So we've had Christie's come on and talked about time management and sorting through ideas. We've had Jane about performance coaching. We've had Sarah talk about public speaking and how to get over that. The collaborations just continue and continue. And it's just been great. So also, one of the other things I think we skip over sometimes as solopreneurs is also about celebrating the successes. Absolutely. What's been happening? How powerful do you think it is about, or how important do you think it is to celebrate those successes with other people?
Yeah, and I'm a really big believer in celebrating successes. It's how you know that you've actually achieved something. And quite often we're so busy chasing that next challenge, that next item, that we forget what we've actually achieved and how far we've come. And so I think a little bit of reflection time is very important. And sometimes I throw in those questions so that you all go, oh, geez, hey, I actually have achieved so much in the last 6 to 12 months. But whilst we might throw in a fun question about zombies but it's also about then asking questions, all right, what's your next goal, or what have you achieved and who have you achieved it with, and celebrating all of our successes together, I think is something that we quite often forget to do because we're just so focused on what's next.
Yeah, and being busy. Life is busy. Lockdowns are distracting. COVID has just thrown a spanner in the works. So you don't get that opportunity to get out and meet with people and just have those incidental conversations, the water cooler conversations, as they would say, if you go into an office. And I think for me personally, that's the part that I miss the most about being going to an office and working in a team, is actually just to have those conversations. This 1 hour every fortnight with women all over the world has just been incredible. And to get to understand what their experiences of life and business during COVID has been really interesting. And of course, I have learnt what I need to do in case there is a zombie apocalypse. I didn't realize I needed that skill. We do have a lot of fun. And that's, I think, what keeps drawing me back to it is that number one, I've got so much out of it, like professionally, but more so that there's that, you know, outlet where I can just go and have some fun in my business for an hour and have a good chat. But other things that Business in Heels, and again, I can't talk highly enough. So if you get an invite from me about virtual coffee connections with Business in Heels, this is what we've been talking about. It's a, yeah, like I said, it's just so amazing. Some amazing friends. So I highly encourage anyone to come and join us. But the other thing that I've gotten out of Business in Heels, which I didn't expect, is I got invited to come and do one of the mentor mornings, to come and have a mentoring session. Now, I've never had a mentoring session in business because I realized that when you work for corporates and you've got a team, I've worked in companies that have 1,000 employees or more. And when you have that, it seems like everything's covered. There's always someone to do the things that you don't know how to do. And then you come and set up your own business. I thought I'd just been running a business for someone else. So I thought, I'm pretty good, I could do this. But then you realize when you take that safety net away and the emotional stuff kicks in and all those other things that people in the team used to do. So let's not talk about graphic design. I realized all the stuff I didn't know that I took for granted when other people did it for me. So how do the mentor sessions work? Because I'll share some of the results that I got out of it. But how do they actually work on your side?
So we do a lot of different types of mentoring services, but the real starter, and we have a massive goal here at Business in Heels, which is to mentor over 1 million women, because we know that a large majority of women do not get mentored. And some basic statistics, 84% of people who are mentored said it had helped them avoid costly mistakes, because we're learning from others who have potentially already made that mistake and it's cost them. So they're going to make sure that you're not making that mistake. 69% made better decisions because you had an independent person that you can talk something through. They're not emotional about it like you are, because you're tied to that business. It is your baby in most cases. 70% believed that they were more effective because they developed and shared their goals with their mentors. So you've got somebody who is helping you be accountable. You're not going off on tangents, which a lot of us do, even I do. 70% of small businesses that do receive mentoring survived more than 5 years. We know many small businesses don't survive longer than 5 years, even though with all of those good intentions. And that's double the survival rate of those people who are non-mentored. We also know that if a small business gets mentoring early in their development, they actually achieve higher revenue numbers and they see increased business growth. So with all of that information and the research and the knowledge that we have, because both Lisa and I have got our own mentors, we've been mentored throughout our careers, we know the value of it. So we run what's called mentor mornings. It's an opportunity for you to come along, and it's a bit like try before you buy. Have a go, come in, bring one major question that you're dealing with right now. We have a large range of very experienced senior women across multiple industries. It could be in corporate, it could be in small business, it could be in government. We then help match to the right person, and then you bring that question to the table and they will either assist you in trying to resolve that query or problem, or they may even then bring you into the fold, into their own community, and help introduce you through to somebody else who can help you. But each time if you come along, you'll meet somebody new, you'll get a really vast experience of those women who are there. And they'll, again, you'll come into this bigger community that we're building, and you'll get the information that you actually need and the resources. And I think I myself have really valued having mentors throughout my career. They can help guide you so that you're not going off onto something that potentially will help you from a risk perspective, will consider all elements. And it's really having that sounding board that sometimes if you are a solopreneur, you don't have that. You may not even consider some of the things that we might point. We obviously do one-on-one mentoring or group mentoring as well, which is quite successful because then you've got a collaborative environment and it's group knowledge and group experience as well that helps out. So we're very passionate about mentoring. And I know you and I have had a number of mentoring sessions.
My mind is blown every time I go to one. And I think, remind me, it's $15 or something crazy like that, wasn't it, that I paid for my mentoring session for 1 hour. So shout out to my first mentor, Alicia Beachley, super powerful businesswoman who I continue to catch up with and am inspired by. And not only that, gave me the right kick up the butt in the right direction for me to grow. So I think I spent $15, got a coffee with that. So I just, like, the thought of this just blows my mind. The next day, because she said, Michelle, what are you doing with your prices? You're an expert in your field. You have worked your butt off for, you've got a 20-year career in sales. You've done management. You've done LinkedIn for 8 years. You've done this, that, and the other. What are these? What is going on here for you? And straight away, I was like, oh, yeah. And it wasn't that I hadn't heard that before. And I can see Lil, my partner, she's, you know, probably listening into this going, I tried to tell you, Michelle, you weren't listening. And it wasn't. It was just,
I think you and I had the exact same conversation going, what are you
doing? And I had to walk out with my tail between my legs and go, I know you told me this for whatever reason. I couldn't hear that from at that point in time. And I've heard it now. And here's where we're going. I made my money back tenfold the next day when I got a new client at the revised prices. I probably still have a bit of a way to go, which leads me into our mentor sessions and one of the other topics. And we'll probably bounce around a little bit here today. But one of the biggest challenges that I had around what to offer, whilst I'm not new to LinkedIn as such, I had no idea about what to charge as far as being a trainer or running my courses. And you and I sat down and had an amazing session because I didn't have a tool that I could really work out how much these things cost. And I can see, I'm just going to put this one up on the screen because I'm going to give Lil her moments. Yes, she did bite her tongue. She has been an amazing support and has had to bite her tongue with my growth along the way. So thank you as always. But let's talk about how you helped me personally. So I had no tools for what I needed to, how to calculate what I was worth or what my programs were worth. So can you talk people through some of that process and why it's important that I think, I don't know in your experience, but in my experience seems to be women undersell themselves in general and don't value their skills enough. Can you talk us through that a little?
So let's talk about this. This is a subject that's very near and dear to my heart because quite often when I'm having a mentoring conversation with somebody, it gets to the point where I actually have to get the person to change their mindset a little. And so one of the things that I end up having a conversation around is you have this value, you have all of these amazing skills. However, for some reason, we as women will not give ourselves permission to use those skills to benefit ourselves. As a really great example, we're working away, we're doing these skills for our job, and we're supporting other people and using them and helping the organization to grow revenue and do everything. But when it comes to turning around and actually either itemizing what our prices are, what our value is, perhaps asking for a pay rise, perhaps using those skills that we've got to influence others because we're great at relationships, why aren't we using them to be more visible, to get up and talk to business decision makers? We're not giving ourselves permission. So it is an issue that is very near and dear to my heart because probably in nearly every mentoring conversation, it comes up as an issue. But the tool we use is just a basic spreadsheet. But what we do is we work backwards. And I've come from a consulting background, so I can price out consultants and services. And it really starts with, what is it that you really want to earn? What is that salary? Let's add in your superannuation or your 401k number if you're in the US or your retirement fund. You need to really be very clear on what is the costs of your business. And if you have not sat down and gone, all right, what does it cost me to actually run the business? What is it to cost me to keep the lights on, host my website, all the subscription fees I pay, legals, accounting, paying your GST if you've got VAS, all of those elements. If you don't document that, plus add in your labor amount and be very clear about what do you physically want to earn. And I really think for small business owners, treat yourself not as you're paying yourself as a dividend out of your organization. Treat yourself as an employee, because that works you much better into the thinking of it's a labor cost. If I have employees, I have to pay them the market. So consider yourself exactly the same. Go out and actually look at, go to resources like Glassdoor, put in your title of what you do, work out what the market actually pays people who do that job if you're not sure. Do all of that due diligence and then come and have a conversation with us. We're very happy to, you know, help you work through those things. We'll put it together in a spreadsheet. And I think that's the important thing, is because once you see it on paper, it hits you.
Oh my God, my mind was blown, because there's other things I hadn't factored in. I want to have some holiday time, vacation time. 4 weeks off a year is what I would get if I work for somebody else. And I hadn't factored in things like that. I just went, okay, I work from home. There's no cost. It's just me and my time. It's just that rough. And I know it's not that I didn't have the knowledge. If I've done costings my entire sales career, but it was so funny when it came to me and being new in business, I was like, yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like a high number. But when you and I did the spreadsheet and looked at the true cost, by the time you take out taxes, by the time you take out all the subscriptions, so everyone's got, all of a sudden, we're not buying software. It's just this $10 a month here and $10 a month there and $20 for this. It does. All of a sudden, it's easy to commit to $10 a month. And then you realize you've done it 20 times over. And it's actually a couple of $100 a month that you're spending. Yeah. And so these are the kinds of things that I really, when I was like, okay, I've got to pay myself superannuation, which is our retirement funds and things. And all of that, I wasn't giving myself credit for. I was just thinking it looked like a high number that sounded good. But and if I was working for someone else and getting paid that, it probably would be, because there's not all the expenses that come out of it. That for me, when it was on paper and it was right there, it was like, and then I think the other thing that you and I spoke about when you go through that process is working out, are you actually making as much money off certain products that you offer or services as what you think? Do you see that come up where people are like, I think I make all my money over here? And when you go through the spreadsheet, they're like, is there like a light bulb moment going off?
Yeah, quite regularly. And it's that whole conversation that you've just said around, oh, I've done costing all my life. But then suddenly you looked at this spreadsheet and went, oh, actually, again, you didn't give yourself permission to use those amazing skills that you've already gained to benefit yourself. And it comes up regularly. That whole conversation around, if you do not know your numbers, large corporates live and die by their numbers. So why don't small businesses? Because it is absolutely vital to know what is it costing. You should know what your budget is for spend. You should know, you should be testing it against your actual, and then you need to know what levers to pull, because it's, you may not have a big team, you may not have a CFO or a financial accountant that is constantly on your back going, this product is a loss leader, and have you strategically determined that it's a loss leader? And but then you move your clients into something where it's actually going to give you the revenue generation that you're looking for. A lot of people go, I don't even know half the words that she's talking about. Again, learn the language. You're now a business person. If you're not sure, there are some fabulous courses for small business owners out there. Learn cash flow, budget, actual, P&L, balance sheet, accruals, assets, liabilities. Learn what all of those are, because as you learn more, it means that you're very interested in the health of your business, because that's what the numbers are. It's the health of your business and how long can you sustain it. And you really should be looking at, do you have a product that you think is making money, but perhaps it's not? And you need to equate all of that out. And there are great tools out there to help you, and they're not costly. Again, get a mentor. It's a great opportunity for somebody to help you work through all of those elements. Come have a chat to us. We've got great people in our community who are very specialized in these areas, and we can refer you to them.
Yeah, and I got to sit on the other side and be a mentor at one of the sessions as well, which I equally enjoyed. Mm-hmm. On one hand, I wish I could have had two sessions that day so I could be a mentor and be a mentee and flip both sides, because what I got to see on the other side was that there are people out there that I can contribute to as a mentor just as much as the other way around, and that we've all got these challenges in business. There is no perfect business. There is no, it's like a nonstop learning. And I love what you said is if you get yourself educated or learn some of these things, then people can give you better advice because they can only give it to the level that you are educated to. LinkedIn Learning has lots of great courses that people can access for such a ridiculous amount per month. Like it's next to nothing and they're really high quality. So there's lots of ways that you can learn this, the mentoring sessions, but yeah, you've got to take that action to not avoid it. And I think there's sometimes that, I'll just leave that over there. So even if you outsource your accounting or your books, you still need to know so that you know where things are up to. Because not only is this a cost thing, what we also established in our session, it's a time thing because they're one and the same. And I underestimated so vastly just exactly how much time everything took. And I think we do that as well. I think that we just go, it doesn't take that long. I do that. It's easy. I think if it's easy, it doesn't take long. And so I probably 50% out in the amount of time that it takes in reality. So doing some stats and actually sitting down and recording some of that, not my strong point, got a bit of a way to go with some of these things myself. Hence why I keep coming and, having sessions with you guys, because I realize that there are things about my personality, my experience, my emotions come into play just as much as my skills, if not more. Do you think it's a skill shortage or is it an emotional kind of thing that gets in the way for most business owners?
Sometimes it's the emotional thing. We're all capable of learning hard and soft skills. It's the emotional stuff that holds us back quite often because we've either got a self-limiting belief or something that we've been told over and over, or perhaps we've had some experience and it is holding us back. One of the great things about that Excel spreadsheet that we do have is it actually, we help you work through the scope. It's not just about the costs. It's about actually saying what, especially if you're doing service-driven business, for a product business as well, but it's very much about saying if you're providing a service, is there prep work? Is there follow-up work? Whilst you can pull down and do licensing and all those sorts of things, because once you've got a service or a program that multiple people might go through, there is still a cost associated in following people up, in automations. All of that costs, and if you don't have it documented from end to end of that process, you are potentially missing out in, that revenue that you should be generating. I think doing a time for a month is a really great exercise just to see where you're actually putting your time and then determining whether that time is actually revenue generating or non-revenue generating. Because at some point, you do have to do business development. And as a solopreneur, you are responsible for bringing in enough of your revenue, but then you've got to have enough cash flow and enough of that revenue that you're generating to cover the time that you're not billable. And that's another thing about when we do those spreadsheets is how much of that time is taken up and is perhaps not being, it's not directly related to generating revenue. It's the same as when you said covering my annual leave. You weren't potentially covering sick leave, because if you were a full-time equivalent, then, as an organization, they pay you. That's an accrual they make in the books because at some point, take 4 weeks leave. You're going to take your 10 days personal leave. All of those sorts of things need to be taken into consideration. And I do think it's an emotional thing. We're quite capable of learning. It's available. We do have a 12 lesson program, which is called our Business Accelerator Program. So if you are in a small business, you can either pick and choose from particular lessons, or you can come through a whole session of those 12 lessons. It will take you from determining your niche audience all the way through to determining your service and products. It'll talk about marketing. It'll talk about the numbers. We have a whole lesson just on the numbers, and it'll take you all the way through referral marketing. That's something too, because we know that a lot of that education, where do you go? If you can go to one stop and get it all, and you're getting the whole thing and it gets you straight and moving directly into business, that's the important thing.
Look, I can't believe it. Man, the time's up already. I hate when the time's up. It goes so fast because there's just so much that we've just put into this half an hour and so much. And again, I just want to, you know, personally put it out there. If you are not connected to Kirsten as yet, go and find her on LinkedIn. Go and find Business in Heels on LinkedIn. I'll put those details into the comments afterwards so that you've got the links. But do come and join us on these virtual coffee connections and just to be part of something that's bigger than you, I assure you, is just amazing. And as I said at the very beginning, if you've just joined us, I can't even put into words how much on so many different levels that I've grown in my business just by attending virtual connections or having these mentoring sessions. And that was the whole purpose of me getting you here, because I was so excited and I was like, how can I give back? I can give back by sharing this with more people in my community, because the more that we reach those numbers and support each other, that's that whole rising tide lifts all boats kind of thing. And being a business for good, this is what I want to do. I want to make sure that I've come across something amazing like this, that I share it with other people so that they can get out of it what I have as well. I just want to say thank you. I love you and I love Business in Heels. And I know that it looks like it's a lot of fun when we have our virtual connections, but I know that it doesn't happen by magic. You have really built an amazing community of people for not just Business in Heels, but for me, a good Trading Co as well. So thank you. It has been a pleasure. So thank you for joining me, Kirsten. Thank you everybody else for joining us. I don't want you to just listen to this episode. I want you to take action to grow your business. So let's connect on LinkedIn and continue the conversation over there. Find me at Michelle J. Raymond and my company page is Good Trading Co. Cheers.